The Lord be with you. This is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves, did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. Again, good morning, everyone. I'd like to thank our friend. I'm sorry I don't know your name. Thank you so much for reading this morning. We really appreciate you doing that. Thank you. That's really kind of how ministry works in the church. No one shows up and the Spirit just like pokes somebody in the ribs and they do it, you know? So this morning we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany. Epiphany means manifestation. What it really means is that for any truth seeker, anyone who sincerely seeks the truth, Christian or non-Christian, no matter where they're from, eventually, if you're seeking the truth, you're going to come to Christ in some way, in some way. And it's something that we don't think much about, but the question is, am I a truth seeker? Most of the time, we do not care much about the truth. We kind of are on automatic. We kind of believe what other people have told us to believe. We value what other people have told us to value. We do what other people kind of tell us to do to keep the peace, to keep things quiet. But eventually, if you are a believer, eventually, if you have faith in God, you are going to have to start to seek the truth for yourself. You're going to have to start asking yourself, what is it that I value? What's important for my life? What is that star rising in the east that I need to follow in order to be happy in this life, in order to feel joyful in this life, in order to feel peaceful with myself? What is the truth that I need to seek for myself? We celebrate this morning those truth seekers, the gift to seek the truth. That's what the Magi were. The Magi We have this tradition that they were kings, but actually magi were astrologers. It's just another word for astrologers. And astrology in Jesus' day was like the top of the sciences. They were men of science. They were like the astrophysicists of their day. And in their search for the truth, they saw this star, and they had to ask themselves, what does this mean? And through their own searching, through their own intellect, they came to have this manifestation that something important was happening in Jerusalem, and they needed to find out what it was. They needed to find out what it was. Now, we have this tradition, first of all, that there were three of them. But the scripture does not tell us that. The scripture just says, magi from the east. So it could have been three, it could have been 20. We like to think it's three because of the three gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But the scripture doesn't say that. It doesn't say how many there were. And it doesn't say what gender they were. It doesn't say three wise men came from the east. It just says magi came from the east. Now, I have a theory that they were women, and this is my reason why. When they got to Jerusalem and were lost, they asked for directions. If they were men, they probably would have kept on searching. But I have other people say, no, 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 they were men because they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And if they were women, they would have brought diapers and formula, onesies. So that's the debate. Or it could have been both. But the tradition of three kings came much later in the church's tradition. That's not what Scripture says. We just have wise seekers of the truth coming from the east. And I think it's important for us also to know that as if we are seekers of the truth that will bring us to Christ, Christ will seek us out also as we search for the truth. That at some point, Christ, we are going to bump up against Christ. And what I also find interesting here is that once the Magi discovered Christ and saw Christ as the Messiah of Israel and did him homage, they didn't stay, they didn't become Jewish, they didn't change their religion. They did Christ homage and they went on their way. The truth of Christ is for everyone. And Christ wants everyone to have the truth. And it's important to know that Christ doesn't care if people believe or follow him or not. He still wants the truth for all people. There's this tradition we have in Christianity and Catholicism that in order for you to have the truth of Christ, you must convert. You must be a Christian. You must become a Catholic. You cannot be a truth seeker and be who, whatever tradition that you have. But that's really never been part of the Catholic tradition. We've always recognized truth in all of its forms, in all of its places throughout the world. We've always respected the truth of other people. Because we've always said that truth of other people can never really contradict our truth, the truth of Christians. And so it's really important for us to respect all truths as long as they don't contradict each other. We have that tradition from the very beginning in the church. We always, as the church, respected the truth from Greek philosophy and Greek culture, from Roman philosophy and Roman culture. We saw what was true in those places, and we incorporated into it our own truth. And we continue to do that today. We do not have to have competing truths if people see things differently from us, or believe differently from us, or come from different places from us. Even among Christians, even among Catholics, we all come from different places. I mean, I look out in this congregation since I've been here, and I see people with ancestors from Asia, I see people with ancestors from Africa, I see people from ancestors from Europe. Everybody has the truth of their ancestors. And what do we do as truth seekers? We don't try to impose one truth upon another. We try to see and bring all those pieces of truth together. Today we have a lot about the star. There's a lot of questions about what is the star. And one of the theories about the star is that it was a conjunction of planets. And I don't know if you read recently, but there was supposed to be this conjunction, I think, of Mars and Jupiter. The closest together. And they really thought that that was what the star was. It was this conjunction of light in the sky. And I wonder if that really isn't what is the truth. That the truth is not just one thing, but it's many truths coming together to form one star. And as truths from different traditions, from different countries, from different ancestors, from different places come together in conversation and in dialogue and acceptance, then we can find truly who Christ is. As we begin this new year, let this be a new year of conversations of truth. Being brave enough to say what is true for myself and courageous enough to listen what is true for somebody else. Can we listen courageously and speak courageously? And in that conjunction of truth, a star of truth will form. And it is under that star of truth, that star of conversation, that star of coming together, that star of respect, that we will indeed find Christ, who always brings the truth to all people, to all nations, to all times, no matter who or what we are. Amen.